Arba kosos.
Arba kosos shel yayin. Now clearly, the first four cups are obligatory. Now there is a fifth cup, which the Rambam says is voluntarily doable. If you look, the Rishalmi says that the reason we have four cups is because in the parsha when Hashem told Moshe to go, Parshas Ve'era, it says, "Rotsesi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lokati." God says, "I'll take the Jews out, and there'll be four steps in the redemption." Now, really, the four steps which he's talking about basically are: they won't be enslaved physically. They will not be terrorized psychologically. They'll have their independent culture, and basically they're going to become the nation of Hashem. They're going to get the Torah. So it's four levels. But then he also says there, I'll bring them to the land of Israel. And why don't we have a kos for that fifth step for the coming to the land of Israel?
Because we're not there yet?
Well, we got there, but we lost it. But you could say we also lost different times in history, our independence, other things. We even in certain times, mamish enslaved. So, what makes this different than that? So, I'll tell you the pshat that Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, said was that the fourth, he said this from his grandfather, the four levels are part of the Jewish soul. They become a deeper experience which is not dependent on the external experience, is the Chassidish idea, really. In other words, even if in an external sense the Jew might be enslaved, but internally he's still free.
What about the first level, physical enslavement?
The physical enslavement really has to have an internal effect.
Let me say,
you get a slave mentality. But a Jew, he is never really can lose his kedusha, his holiness, his essential freedom, his inner freedom.
So the fifth one differs from the four.
The fifth one, that really depends on the reality, because the getting the land of Israel has not yet become an indelible part of being Jewish. Mm-hmm. It's not like freedom, Torah, connection to Hashem. That's something which is at the core of the Jewish being. The land of Israel one day will be in the future, but so far it's more of an external phenomenon. So we get it, we lose it, we get it, we lose it, but it doesn't change the core of our identity. Mm-hmm. But it's not part and parcel of the core identity of the Jew. It is a very, that's what he said, okay? If you're Rav Kook, you wouldn't agree with that. You would say it is part of his, of a Jewish core identity. Mm-hmm. But if Chaim Brisker, even though I'm sure he loved Israel, but he didn't feel that this was part of the core identity of being Jewish. So that's why it's in and out. Yes, no, yes, no. Okay, let's see what the Shem Shmuel does with this issue, because he's also concerned about it. So he has, of course, a different approach completely. So he says,
five pieces of what he does, okay. Well, you also know that, that four is a bad number in Judaism. Four is the physicality, but you need the fifth to give the integral part in the oneness.
Okay, you're going to get into the Hasidus of four and five.
Well, we have, the Shemesh most favorite thing is to split up for the soul also. Like,
right.
Like the Rav, maybe, but if it's three, there's three levels of the soul. If there's five, there's five levels of the soul.
Right, there are five levels of a soul, there are four levels of a three. That's what we're going to talk about. Honestly. You have it already. But now, there are four letters of Hashem's name. But there's a fifth level in Hashem's name, and that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four letters. But the first Yud, on the top of the Yud, there's a little line going up, which that's called the coats of the Yud. Now, without that coat, it's still a yud. But Rabbeinu Tam says you need that coat to make the Sefer Torah kosher. Now, the difference between that coat and the other four letters is that that coat doesn't change the sounding of the name. You don't pronounce it, whether you write the yud with this little line going up on top, or you don't put it there, it's still going to sound the same sound. It's part of the yud, and it's above the yud, but it's something which is ineffable. You can't even pronounce it. Now moving from the four letters of Hashem's name, or the five levels of Hashem's name, we move over to the four/five levels of the soul. So you have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. Now, know that the nefesh is the physical, the ruach is the emotional, the neshama is the intellectual. Now, the chaya, the fourth level, that's what he calls tzelem elokim, the divine part of the soul, the godlike or the religious, spiritual part of the soul. Now really, what makes a person human rather than animal is the chayis, the tzelem elokim. Because nefesh, ruach, and neshama, animals might also have. Certainly physical.
Even neshama?
That I don't know. I would say an animal has
nefesh
and a ruach, but I don't know if he has a neshama. But he has a certain amount of intelligence.
Right.
If you just call it intelligence. He doesn't have the neshama, you know, this is Tanya, he has neshama, he has a nefesh ha-bahamas,
yes.
He doesn't have the nishma, so, okay. Good.
Rabbi, and also golem.
A golem.
Yeah, clone, for example, in today's world, it's feasible to clone a human.
Okay. So what do you think, that he won't have
I heard it in the Yerushalayim, and Gadol told me that he will not possess the elements of. He'll have neshama.
But he won't have tzelem elokim.
No.
He'll have intelligence, but
yeah.
He won't have that divine.
Right.
Spark. Okay. We will see.
It's
not so far away.
It might be testable.
We'll see soon. Find out. Okay, so.
What? Oh, Jack.
So, and then the Yechida.
Okay, now what's the Yechida?
Collective.
The Yechida is the collective. And really, the Yechida.
What?
So, we unite all the Jews to one source, kind of?
Right. Now, that's something which you don't experience.
No. Now, how are you, Jack? What's going on?
He wants a quiet spot. So, the Yechida is all the Jews together. Now that's a level which no one really experiences, he says, basically. It's there, and it only he claims here that it doesn't kick in for everybody. It only kicks in if the four levels are really working well. Just like that little totes of the yud is only there if you have the yud. And it only makes a real, it only really becomes part of Hashem's name if you have all four letters. So he says also that this yichid, well, he has this theory here that the yichid level can be activated or can go dormant. It can go into some kind of like a semi, what do you call it, comatose. Yeah, like it like goes into
hibernation.
Some hibernation or comatose. Because if the other four levels aren't working, so then it doesn't really get activated. Which is a very interesting point, because, you know, just I always bring these things a little bit down to earth, especially contemporary. When you see certain times, you wonder, how come people are so obtuse to the Am Yisrael concept, the concept of the nation of Israel? Many Israelis, for example, don't have it. And it's astonishing, because you think if anybody in the world would have the concept of a Jewish people, it would be Israelis, because they're living in a Jewish country. And Dafka, the Israelis, are very, very oblivious, many of them, to the concept of a Jewish people. They just don't connect to Jews. And he is explaining it, because if you don't have your basic four levels working well, and especially the fourth level, which is a divine level, you're never going to get that fifth level, which is Am Yisrael. So that's why, if they don't have a Tzelem Elokim, which is functioning properly, they're never going to get to the Yechidah. That's like something which we didn't really know. Okay, so now he says, really, there are five senses. And he's a little bit too terse about this. He doesn't explain everything so well.
Yeah, we had that before.
We mentioned this?
Yeah, and we had the same issue.
How do you put the five senses?
He just mentioned it. He didn't bring examples for each of the five senses.
Right. He says one thing.
We tried to work it out once.
He says the reyach, the smell,
right, is the
coat of yud, is the highest of the five.
Because the Chazal already say that there's one sense that the whole, all the senses are tied to the body. But there's one sense that the hana goes directly to the neshama, the sense of smell. Which is possible, it's possible that that's part of the reason why when they say Havdalah,
for the neshama yisera, you take a good smell.
Yeah, the remedy for the loss of the neshama yisera is the spices, because they have a certain hana for the neshama itself.
Right.
Now, obviously the rabbis, they say that because neshama, the word neshama, the source of the neshama, comes from breath.
Right.
And we say, how does a man get his neshama, which makes him above the animals? That God breathes into his nostrils the spirit of life. That not just that he was made living by God, but God breathed into his nostrils. So if the breath of life, the neshama itself, comes into man through his nose and through this breath of life, then the smell, it can also be the breath of hana'a for the soul itself.
Exactly. That's correct.
That's gives the us highest. The highest level. But
now,
what about the
probably
other one?
Touch
is going to be
the lowest level because that's very physical touch.
Okay.
It's bodily.
Okay, very good.
Now we have the three middle levels, which would be
sight.
Taste and hearing. So now we have to know.
Okay, so
Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya.
It might be possible to claim that
sight is really quite high up, I would think, vision, because it's.
But
not
what about? But what?
And
which
hearing
is
also
is
long
more
distance.
The intellect.
Maybe I know
presumably
one thing for sure.
Oh, I would
hearing.
Think that. No, either hearing or vision.
Or you like vision?
I personally tend to vision because there's the expression "you see it," means you understand.
Oh,
it.
That's true. That's true. But your ears.
And then we say in the pasuk, didn't God tell us to Moshe, who gave people.
Misam
la'adam.
Misam pela adam, he says.
Pela adam, and doesn't he say I in livos?
Okay, so I don't know. He leaves out.
I think in Tanakh, the expression to see means really to understand.
Right. No, that's true, too.
They say this nation's a blind nation.
The same idiom as...
It's an idiom which was taken over by the Goyim from Tanakh, that you see means... So I would say vision
even in
is Brechi, intellect.
Breshi, you say Vayar Hashem Kitov. It means he saw it literally, or he...
Right, he understood.
He decided.
Right.
Yeah.
He decided intellectually.
And I think hearing is higher, because I know when a person dies, the last sense to go... is the hearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Person might not see anything, but he can see, he's still here, he can still speak.
But at the same time, we say, Lo tatur acharei levavchem v'acharei einecha. So is that, we could say that, is that one's an emotional pull and one's an intellectual pull?
Exactly.
Towards desires?
Towards evil.
Right.
So then maybe then you could say that.
That makes sense. Right. So that's good. Okay, we have the sense of touch would be the lowest, the nefesh. Then the emotional, what's left for the emotional?
Taste.
Okay, because if you taste things, that makes sense, because even again, you just the expression you would say, a taste of something, what does that mean? To get a little bit excited about it. To taste something is...
Spice. Yeah,
it spices, so it's emotion. There's an excitement. It connects to excitement, which is an emotional concept. So, taste is ruach.
Also, the next level. I mean, taste also has to do with eating.
Right.
Now, eating is it maybe the physical level is touching the most physical level, but
right.
But eating sustains a person. Even if it sustains a person on a physical level, it's the next level up.
I want to write this down. So
you want
for
a
next
card?
Time.
Let me
put it in the book here. So we're going to say this mishush, the Hebrew word for touch, mishush, we'll say is nefesh, then tam, which is taste. We make the time the ruach, the emotional. Then ri'iyah, vision. That's going to be neshama, intellect. Mm-hmm. And shmiya is going to be the tzelem elokim. And then the reyach, that's going to be the yechida, the highest. It's something which I know that, as you said, the Gemara says that smell is direct hanah for the neshama. It's getting into the life force itself, which is the high, from the top down.
As far as the Gemara in that point is concerned, that's the highest level.
Right.
It's that Maimar is set up more on the three level system than the five level system.
That's true. But let me ask you this: how would you? Is there any other way, just to grasp the concept that smelling is the highest of the five senses? What would smelling a nice, pleasant odor? Mm-hmm. You know, they do say that, by the way, that the sense of smell in people is definitely the most sensitive.
Yeah.
People
so
can smell things from miles away.
And also, there's a few other things with... Well, the eyes are also very, obviously very intricate.
Yeah.
But in terms of smell, the sense of smell, there's thousands and thousands of different combinations of things which you can distinguish.
Smell.
If you look at in opposed to taste, most of taste is actually coming from smell. Most of what we taste. Because the tongue only has a few areas
cold.
Of receptors. In the front of the tongue is sweet, and then it's salty and sour, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, when you're cold, when you have a cold, and you have nose that's blocked, you don't really
taste
get any hana from virtually nothing. You just eat because you know you have to eat.
Really.
Or you eat to get better. You know, you have something hot. But that's why you don't really taste food well when you're cold.
It does say in the Tanakh that when Mashiach will be the king, he will decide decisions
people.
By smelling.
Oh.
They'll walk into the room, he'll smell and say, this guy smells like a tzaddik. This guy smells like a Russia. Yeah. And,
The other thing about smell, it's
very smells from animals, it's also very advanced in animals. Animals can smell things from dogs, they can smell things so far.
That's not going to help us, though.
No.
That's
not going to help us.
You know what they found just recently? I saw in the news that dogs have closer DNA, are closer to humans than chimpanzees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a chiddush.
Yeah, no, because you know, they say a dog is a man's best friend.
Okay.
The other thing that's special about the smell is that, I mean, it's funny, we could find maybe little pieces that will connect to a different thing, but the sense of smell is very much linked to memory.
Really?
Yeah, there's when people smell things, there's a direct, it's like more direct link to a memory of something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, people find this very often, if you go to a place that has a certain smell, then it'll bring you back instantly to a previous memory. Let's say,
yeah.
Oh, it smells just like my grandmother's kitchen. Like that's what the Jewish person would say. It smells just like a Yiddish Areach. It smells just like my grandma. Or all sorts of specific memories are accessed through smell. It's like smell is almost the nostalgic sense, which links more to an intellectual realm.
Right, and
maybe.
As you say, in terms of being a way of recall or memory, that's a universal concept. That's yechida. That's connecting past with the present.
Maybe. But also it's a personal,
creating
it's a personal
associations.
Intellect.
In other words, but if it involves associations, that would
but,
be yechida.
But if it's for the past and
the present, beyond, it goes
the
beyond
Jewish
me.
People goes beyond just.
Right. That's good. Okay, so he has these things about the five smells.
See, my wife calls me.
Okay, that's it.
Shabbos.
Culture. So.
It deserves work.
Okay. Adam, it's if you look through the sin of Adam, you find that they sinned with four, but not with the veya. Says that.
This is one of the interesting things about the fruit. As they say.
The tov le machol.
Nechmad le mara. Sorry. It's there's two different psukim. It says ki tov ha'etz le machol. V'tchi ta'avahu hilai na'im. V'nechmad le haskil.
Oh, that's good. Right.
So it has one is for eating, one is for looking, one is for contemplating. So that would be. Oh! I know where the fourth one is. So you have those three are going to be taste, sight, and.
Now listening is they listen to the nachash. They listen to the nachash. Adam listened to the isha. So they definitely, defiled and degraded the sense of listening. Looking, they looked at the obviously they looked at the fruit.
Taste is they ate
they
the fruit.
Ate it, that's clear. And they touched it.
And then vatikach min ha.
Right.
Vatikach mi peryo vatochal.
Right.
Vatitein gam. So that's going to be touch.
There's no mention in the whole story of smelling.
But what about the other? There's one more aspect of the fruit. It says v'nechmad
eitz lahaskil.
So we have with the fruit itself they had three things.
It says lahaskil l'shmiya.
That's different. That's different from listening to the snake.
They listen to the snake. That's one thing, and the lahaskel is also a shmiya, because how do people learn things? A lot of learning is by listening to people talk and getting information. Isn't the shmoa also sometimes used?
Yeah, it means
as
to understand.
Understand.
Right. Yeah, like the most important the word of shma in the whole Torah.
Shema
Yisrael
means to understand.
That doesn't mean listen, O Israel, although many people will translate it like that. God, Lord is your God, the God, Lord is one. It means comprehend, understand this. This is the essential principle. God is one. Yeah, that
right.
takes a
okay, so now, since Adam sinned in these four levels, he lost a great deal of the light, he says, of the four letters of Hashem's name. Now, once he, even though he didn't sin with the sense of smell, which would be the fifth level, the coats of the Yud, but by losing the first four levels, you automatically lose the coats of the Yud. You can't have a coats of a Yud if you don't have the Yud. Okay. So basically, he lost everything. Now, sinning in general, we have four major sins that we're always talking about: Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, Shfichas Damim, and Lashon Hara, or Sinas Chinam. Now, again, the physical would be.
So this one we
well, I guess you say Shfichas Damim, and then the emotional would be Gil
Arayis.
Intellectual would be Avodah Zarah. And what's strange is that the Lashon Hara, Sinas Chinam, is the Chaya, the Tzelem Elokim. Now, he does not explain that. He mentions it many, many times. He says that the why is the Lashon Hara. He says there's another place where he has a big discussion about that. Why that's attacks, but really, because I think in one place, if I recall, he says it over here too, that the Tzelem Elokim, the divine feature of man, that's the thing which unites him into being an integrated human being.
And
that's a very interesting point. Now, Lashon Hara destroys the relationships of people. So it basically it's a divisive force. And the whole idea of Tzelem Elokim is a unifying force.
Is
a unifying force, basically.
If Tzelem Elokim is the divine aspect of within man, it may be the thing which elevates the individual, but it also is the thing which makes an individual responsible to respect every other individual.
Right.
Now, I understand that the Yechida is the thing which is specifically connecting. We say chinas chinam. We tend to say is this against Klal Yisrael specifically, but it could be, you know, in terms of the fellow man, and you can't respect another person and fulfill your responsibility to your fellow man as they represent Tzelem Elokim.
Right.
With that attitude that will bring about Lashon Hara and Sinas
Chinam. Exactly. Because if a person, as you said, if a person experiences, if a person's living his Tzelem Elokim, he's living his divinity, his divine aspect, he has to see that in others. he doesn't see it in others and just in himself, then it's a tremendous distortion. Then, it, first of all, it's false. How can you say God only gave one person a Tzelem Elokim? Says he gave all of humanity. So, whether you like a person or not, you have to be able to say, yes, Tzelem Elokim, and therefore you have to have Ava. Because you and he are the same.
Of one person's Tzelem Elokim corrupts it if it fails to recognize others.
Exactly. So that's how you lose it. By not recognizing others, he basically is
cast aspersion on his
own. Right. Okay. Now, so we have these four sins. He goes into this at more length, which I'm not going to do. And then there are the four generations of sinners. This is going to get us to Mitzrayim. We have Enosh, they're the ones who invented Avodah Zarah, the Mabo, Taphlaga, and Sodom, and Achi Sodom. Now, Enosh is Avodah Zarah, fine. Mabo is what Tishoch is, he says it's Gilu Arayos. The Taphlaga, or the generation of the Tower of Babylon, the Shvichas Dami. And Sodom, he says, is the destruction of Tzelem Elokim. Lashon Hara. Hatred of other people. They hated everybody else except if you were a Sodomite. But if you weren't from Sodom, they thought you were an insect. They looked down at everybody. So they were the originators of that Lashon Hara, Sinas Chinam culture. They were Nazis. Sodomites. So that's definitely against Tzelem Elokim. By the way, when you see the Nazi phenomenon, you see that people became animals because of this superiority complex that they walked around with. That they are the real people. Right. Everybody else they considered just creatures, but not humans. So that destroyed the Tzelem Elokim. That's Sodom. So we have Enosh, Avodah Zarah, Mabul, Gilu Arayos, and Haflaga, the Shvichas Damim, because they were so into getting the thing built that they didn't care if people fell off, a lot of people died in this massive project, so they just had no sense of the worth of human being.
Everybody was part of just a piece that would relate to the common goal.
Right.
The funny thing is that there the people were really unified.
They were unified.
They were unified in a way which demeaned the individual.
Right.
And so then they were all the way that
there was
God,
a distortion.
The way that God dealt with them was he made them all individuals so that they couldn't relate to their group and they had to start again.
Exactly. Very good. That's very good, what you just said. Okay, so now this is something which I think I mentioned a few times. These four generations of sinners are the souls of the Jews in Mitzrayim. These were great souls, but they had distorted them for one project or one syndrome. But these were the ones that were supposed to get the Torah.
Right. We have a limud about that for one of the generations, right? For Zodor HaMabul.
Yes.
It says Hashem LaMabul Yashav.
Yes.
So the nations came to Bilam and they said, "What's happening? God's going to destroy the world again." He said, "No, that's the koach of the force of Torah coming to the world." And the last time God tried to give the Torah, it didn't work. So instead, the water that they received was the water of destruction. This is the water of the Torah coming into the world.
Exactly. Okay, so the next second, and so the Jews went to Mitzrayim with really all these different lost, I guess, souls. And now So basically, the idea is that it's all these four levels which Adam had corrupted, which have to be fixed and reconstituted in a correct way through this purging of Mitzrayim.
Furnace.
Crucible. Now, he says, had the Jews been able to go through the 400 years, that would have been it forever. They would have been redeemed in a Gula Shalem with Mashiach, and that would, but they just were not able because they got down to the Memtesh Shari Tuma. They became even more corrupt. Hashem had to take them out. Now, okay, so we had a redemption, but it wasn't a complete one, but it was obviously a very big one. And the average Jew got his nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, / yechida, you know, up and running.
We say that the Jews managed to get to the level of Adam lifnei achet at Har Sinai.
That's right.
So that's which level?
Chaya
or yechida?
Chaya and yechida. That they got to the top. But it didn't last because of the golden calf. Okay. So now he wants to get back to this issue of four cups and five.
Well,
cups.
Adam only sinned on four levels.
Right.
So really, it's the Adam is a level of symbolizes the level of Chaya, not the level of Yechida.
That's right.
Yechida is with the crown. On top of the soul that achieves its four levels, just the way that the Kot Shel Yud is this, the crown of the shame.
Right.
So when Adam sinned on four levels, there are four generations of souls, and four generations that get put into Mitzrayim for 400 years.
Right.
But then the fourth generation is supposed to return.
Right.
But they didn't stay for long enough.
Right.
So they. When they received the Matan Torah, they almost made it anyway through the redemption that God assisted them early. The 210 years we were supposed to make up for the 400 years anyway. They were briefly glimpsed the perfection of those four levels back to the Chaya which Adam himself had, the four levels. But then, instead of crowning it with the Yechida, having Klal Yisrael together become the unit for the redemption, Klal Yisrael broke down that
right.
system with the Egel,
right.
and therefore they didn't achieve really the level of the Yechida,
right.
which they
exactly.
had a chance to,
exactly.
as a nation.
Exactly. So now, like this,
crown.
We have so when you actually talk about, as you just went through very nicely, the what was going on during the redemptive process of Mitzrayim, is four levels. But if you want to discuss on a universal or master level what it really took place, you would have to say it was five levels. So
the redemption from Egypt has four lashonos of Geula and
right.
a fifth lashon of Geula.
Exactly.
So one redemption, the is one for each of those four basic levels.
Right.
And then
the fifth one is this super level, which kicks in when you get the four, and then it's a sham, it'll happen in Yemos HaMashiach, because we never really got the four in really good working order. We got a good chunk of it, but not, it wasn't really working the way it should.
The fifth level is Vehiveti. It has to do with the nation becoming a unit by living in Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly.
Now that nation which left Egypt and received the Torah never made it to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
But if they would be fully redeemed, then they would have the Mashiach and they would go to Eretz Yisrael directly.
Right.
But they didn't. they lost their chance at after the sin at Har Sinai, after receiving the Torah, so they didn't go on the direct route to Israel. They had to go the long way around, and the nation themselves died out before getting into the land of Israel.
Right.
The next generation went into the land of Israel.
Exactly. So I
we're still working on it.
They're working on it. So it's a work in progress. Mitzvah Shem will be Zoche for the fifth cup. B'mehav Yemeinu.
Amen.